It's now time for the next instalment of James Ellis on an Adventure.
Yes, hello. Sorry, it's been a while. This is the fifth instalment of James Ellis on an Adventure, as I am living now in Canada, in Vancouver, and I apologise that it's been such a long time that I've not done anything. I've been very, very busy the last 2 months. I've had my birthday, I'm working two jobs, and generally just exploring Canada to see what it's about. So I really wanted to talk about my jobs today in this installment, because last night, which was the 10th of September, I did my first ever shift in the bar job for the Canucks at the Rogers Arena, which is the big ice arena in Vancouver downtown. And prior to that, I don't think people really knew I was doing that, but yeah, I am a beer server. I crack open beer and pour it out to the public, and I get good tips as well, which isn't too bad. But also as well, I'm sure many of you know this, I work in construction. And, you know, as going from a radio producer to somebody who needed some money, and, you know, now I've got myself into this job in construction, it's really different, but it's a really, really good experience as well. I mean, like, first off, I wanted to do it because of the money. Like, you get paid $14 an hour, which is like the highest pay without tips in the city, unless you have a special trade which goes up to $18, up to $25, $30, depending on what you do. Obviously, I'm a labourer, which is really technically a glorified cleaner on a construction site. I shift stuff, I move stuff, I sweep stuff, I deal with silicon dust on a daily basis, and normally have lots of cuts and bruises and stuff like that from a day's work. But at the same time, I'm trying to prove to myself that I can do it, because doing an office job is one thing, but then doing a construction job has come something completely different, which, you know, I've always never dreamt of doing. But, you know, now I'm doing it, I'm actually quite enjoying it. I'm learning different tricks, different trades. Still need a long way to go, used a few tools as well, and it's been fun. Hint hint, Steve Bailey, if you fancy training me up to become an electrician, they get paid a lot out of it. So yeah, two jobs. I'm really looking forward to working more at the Rogers Arena as well. It's pretty easy. Cracking open cans and pouring into plastic cups. Funny techniques as well you can do it with. You can do more than one. It's quite different to pulling pints in your local back home in England. To be honest, I'm pretty happy with what's going on at the moment. I've got a lovely flat, which is just south of Canby Bridge. If you look on Google Maps and type in Olympic Village, we're situated around there. It's a 5-minute walk to my construction site in the morning, 20-minute walk to the Rogers Arena. So I can't really complain, which means I get a bit of a lion in the morning, seeing them up at 6:30, Monday to Friday. Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's good for now, and hopefully, you know, I want to congratulate my brother, because he's doing a fantastic job over in Paris and he's living his dreams. And, you know, I think I kind of need to push myself a little bit more. I'm happy and content with the amount of money that's coming in, but, you know, at the same time, I really want to, like, push my dreams and also go traveling as well. And when it snows here, I'm definitely heading north for the weekend and heading up into the mountains to do some snowboarding. I've done a bit of sightseeing already. Went to Lynn Canyon, which has got a massive V-shaped valley with loads of bridges on and stuff as that, and you get to walk across over them, and then they've got a lovely cold river running through the middle of it, which is from a glacier water. And we're doing a bit of cliff jumping. It was quite cool jumping into loads of rock pools, which were like 30 feet to 90 feet deep, and then there was like big drops as well. And got it on my GoPro and went traveling around. It was a really hot day, and it was just really, really nice. And it's just so scenic and beautiful in Canada. Like, I can't describe how much beauty there is just in one spot, and it lasts forever, and it goes on and on and on. Hopefully, in a couple of weeks' time, we might be going on a big hike. Got other plans as well for the future. I'm going to be going to Vegas to see my mum and dad. My mum's out there in a singing competition. I won't be seeing her perform, but I'll be going out there and saying hello. Jess is coming with me, and it should be a lot of fun. Sorry that I've not really done this in a while. I did a couple of takes, and it just didn't really work out. It didn't sound very good, so I'm giving it one more go. Full of cold as well. Oh, it's never good. But I'm living with it and I'm getting on with life and I'm really enjoying myself, which is the main thing. 8-hour difference, it's all fun and games, really. So thank you very much for listening. The track, by the way, underneath this is Andreas New For You, just in case you wanted it, throwing a bit of radio knowledge and music into my podcast. So this has been James Ellis on an adventure number 5, and thank you very much for listening. I will actually try and keep you updated as much as possible with what's going on in my life. Thanks for listening. Don't forget as well, you can check me out on Twitter at James Ellis Radio, and you can also listen to my radio shows as well, which I'm doing for the UK. As for now, thanks for tuning in. See you soon.